All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. Is Radio BAM? Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
My brother. Ah, welcome. Yeah. Yeah, BAM is married. Yeah. Oh, congratulations. Yes, Mr. Bajero. Congratulations. Let me tell you, first off, the best thing about the wedding. Alright, Iggy Pop and the Stooges played. That was awesome.
And the Sounds.
And the Sounds played. But Mike Watt, the bass player.
And McRad played as well.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're a listener who's in a skateboarder, then you're a fucking moron because it's goddamn basically a legend from Pal Peralta videos, and that's the reason why I'm skating here today. And he's here now, and also, I have Shit Goose, and I have Carlos who built my ramp. I have this massive-ass contraption
in
the backyard. Why are you checking?
I don't know. I can't hear myself.
I have this massive-ass ramp in the backyard. And, Carlos, basically explain the Nargap, which Tony Hawk did.
The Nargap, the Bridge of Death.
Exactly.
It's a full nose brick coping. It's about 12 foot in distance. And I think every trick in the book's going to go down over it.
No way.
Yeah.
I could barely do it fucking backside.
I think we all did it on pretty much first
try. You did a frontside. You grinded it. Birdman couldn't. Dude, Tony Hawk himself couldn't even frontside grind the thing.
I don't get that. He gave it away.
Maybe he was having a bad day or something. But he didn't do it. I asked.
Did he say what?
Well, when Novak... Oh, I forgot. Tell this story, too. Novak tries to do it because me and fucking Tony Hawk did it. And we're like, fuck yeah, dude. We both did a second try. Then Carlos does it, and we're all fucking slapping high fives. I'm like, Novak, go for it, you little pussy dude. Grab your little tic-tac dick and fucking do it.
You guys, good cop, bad cop, so bad.
Really good cop, bad cop, too. He drops in, fucking doesn't go fast enough, jumps off in the very middle.
Oh.
1 foot lands on one part of the half pipe, and the other foot lands on the grass. And they both went, and he fucking broke both feet. And he thought that he sprained one ankle. He's like, bam, take me to the hospital. I got him in an ambulance. He went to Riddle Hospital. And then I called him up. And I was like, so what'd you break? Did you break it or sprain it? He goes, I broke both feet. I'm like, get out of here. He's like, no, I did. Seriously.
Shit.
He's not joking. He was in two fucking foot casts for the wedding the day before the fucking wedding, dude. He was supposed to get wheelchaired. He was with Amanda, who has Down syndrome, which is Missy's sister. So we're going to have Amanda push him down in a wheelchair. And I'm like, we cannot have a Down syndrome girl pushing some cripple in a wheelchair. It's just muffed, dude. Let's admit it.
So we made a last minute switch.
You made a what?
So we made a last minute switch, and we had Natalie pushing her back instead.
Yeah, I know.
Appropriate,
well,
didn't you?
Why didn't you tell me about that?
Well... Natalie was supposed to walk with Mark Hanna, and I put Amanda with Novak because I figured he would behave himself most with Amanda because he really likes her and, you know, he kind of has like a soft spot for her. So I figured he'd behave, and then at the last minute we realized that it would look bizarre if Amanda and Novak were going down the aisle and she was pushing him. We stuck Natalie with them instead.
Why didn't you ask me first? My phone was dead.
Miss, your first mistake was...
Your phone was dead.
Your first mistake was thinking that Novak would behave himself.
Yeah.
That's...
No, he would behave himself.
Novak behaving himself? Oh, my God. He broke both of his feet. Therefore, he's a drug addict, and now he gets a prescription to Percocets.
I think you broke him on purpose.
The idiot. Yeah, exactly. He goes... Man, I should break both my feet more often. I could take all these pills and nobody gets mad at me. That's what he said.
He took it off stage, dude.
And he meant it, too.
I'm telling you. I think he did it on purpose.
He took 20 motherfucking Percocets within 40 hours.
What?
20. And he didn't share them with anybody.
A lot of that was going around.
That's the biggest problem.
Name one.
Menashe.
The general. Who's the general?
Oh, God.
Who's the general?
Mr. Crawford.
Yeah, I know some stories.
Oh. Yeah, but when he got pushed up the aisle, dude, he got the biggest laugh of everything. Because it was all serious. Missy comes, you know, everybody comes walking up the aisle for the wedding. Everybody's like all tight. And then all of a sudden, here comes Novak being pushed up. And everybody just broke up laughing, looking at him. And he had this real embarrassed look on his face. He's like, yeah, me again. I did it. Yeah, he did.
Oh,
that was
man.
Funny as hell, dude.
You know what sucks? He broke both of his feet, but I bet you the fucking ratings are going to go up just because he broke both of his feet.
You know what? Honestly,
it's true.
It's true.
It's fucking
it's
true.
Funny. It's funnier if you didn't.
MTV even said it themselves.
Oh, how stoked are they?
They're like, just dude, I know it sucks to say this, but it's so rad that Novak broke both of his feet.
Well, wait. What bumper stickers did he have on the side of his wheelchair?
Nobody knows I'm gay.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
And then,
one said the word fuck in it.
No.
What the fuck was it?
Been there, done that, something?
No.
Been there,
fuck that.
Yeah, okay.
And then the other side said, I'm just pure gay.
So you got to remember, like, these older people on both sides of the family come to a wedding. They expect to be a normal wedding of some sort, and here comes Novak, wheel up the aisle, with these bumper stickers stuck to his goddamn wheelchair, right, okay? And then he proceeds to prop his ass up next to the stage when Iggy's singing, and he's drinking Johnny Walker right out of a bottle, all right? I mean, there's no normalcy to it.
He was drinking Johnny Walker. Red, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Dude, if I'm jumping around playing the fucking cowbell live on the sounds on stage while everybody's looking at me, I must have been hammered, dude. I've been drunk ever since the wedding.
Well, that's not a problem.
Is that bad, Missy?
Well, I'm hoping the vendor ends soon.
I mean,
it's gonna end sometime.
I think, like, it's gonna end because usually Mondays are usually kind of party days.
I'm just trying to, what do you call it? Hair of the dog, you know? Like, I did that, and then right I do there. Another, and then another, and the next thing you know, I'm popping Adderalls and shit, and then I'm fucking...
That's okay. Not...
But eventually, eventually you gotta stop.
I'm here to tell the truth.
That's
why I'm here.
It's gonna be one of those nights.
It's one of those nights. I'm sick of lying. I'm telling the truth.
Should we call people out tonight?
Oh, let's call many people out.
Okay.
I'm gonna call my mom out. Dude. No, listen. I'm going to call my mom out because, dude, okay, there's this guy, Gary, from Westchester, who's my good friend, and Chuck Trees played with him. And if you don't know Chuck Trees, he played with all the Pal Peralta videos back in the day with Tony Hawk.
Like, Bad Brains.
Seriously, all that. And Ape, I made an inside joke. I go, Ape, Three Chord Gary, like, that's his name. Like, because he plays reggae music, you know? So that's kind of like, blim, 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 blim. I'm like, you're Three Chord Gary, dude. And I never said it to his face because I thought it would be kind of an insult. So I said it to my mom jokingly. She goes, "Next up is Three Chord Gary," and everybody. I'm like, "Abe, you fucking idiot!" I'm like, "You fucking idiot, Chuck, dude! Like, what did Gary think of that, dude?"
He was pretty tripped out, but he's like, "That's my name now." But, you know.
Yeah, but like what?
I think it probably made him feel a little small to be, you know, 300 people.
That's what I told Abe. I was like, Abe, I said that we're going to give him $1,500 for the wedding, but give him $2,000 just because you said that, dude.
That was pretty funny.
I mean, dude, Gary's a man. I love his fucking music, dude, but but like reggae music technically is three chords. It is. Reggae is the shit, but it's three chords. Yeah. Let's admit it. Let's admit it. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
So I said that. Deco, so I said that, and fucking Ape didn't say it once, he said it twice. I'm like, oh my god, man. I'm like, I was talking to Iggy Pop at the time.
But Gary's cool as shit, though.
No shit, that's the thing. Like, I go to fucking reggae night every Wednesday at Spence Cafe where he plays. You know, like, I love it. But it was just an inside joke that I happened to say one time. Now, next thing you know, my mom's fucking calling him a three-chord Gary right to his face. I'm like, fuck, dude. It's fucking horrible. It's terrible. you know what I mean? Seriously, dude. It sucks. And when I heard it, I was talking to Iggy Pop when that happened. And I got interrupted 7 times by random people asking for pictures. And I'm talking to Iggy Pop, and I'm like, yeah, dude. I saw you at the Cayman Islands with Tony Hawk. We were doing a demo, and I wanted to say hi to you, but I had nothing to say, really, except, like, hi, like, I love your work or whatever. Like, I don't want to be that dude because people do that shit to me, and I hate it. So I was like, I'm not even going to bother him, dude. So I went to Cayman Islands, saw him in the Hyatt in the lobby bar, didn't say anything. I was telling him about it. I got interrupted 7 times. The 8th time, I was like, dude, one more motherfucker, dude. I'm going to... It was at the wedding.
Yeah, I know.
And this 50-year-old lady comes up. She's like... Hey, Bam, can I get a... I'm fuck off, bitch, dude. Seriously, fuck off, dude. I can't take it anymore. Just fuck off. Seriously, fuck off. And then she was, like, mortified, so, dude. She didn't know what to do. She was like, oh, I wonder what's the fuck... I'm like, fuck off, dude. No more photos. Seriously, security, dude. Just stand here. Fuck off, dude. Seriously, fuck off.
I know. Because I tried to give you a room key back after I blew your bathroom apart, and I went...
wait.
And the guard's like... You don't want no one to talk to him. I was like, fine, then I won't give him his room key. He's like, oh, okay.
Did you paint the town brown?
Oh, dude. Oh, man. Yeah, I did.
Tell me what the shit was like.
It was like a chocolate Mississippi mud pie smeared, and it was like a Rembrandt painting all down through your pipes. And your room was on, like, the 21st floor. I think it, like, smeared all the way down to, like, the 6th or 5th floor. I love but you know what's even better? When I was running in a panic looking for a place to shit, I went in the back in the kitchen of the place. And one of the guys in the kitchen, I don't know who he was. He didn't work back there, but he was, like, in the studio. He was like, is that Joan Jett out there? Is that just like Joan Jett? And I was like, where? And he was like, out there. And I was like... Yeah, actually, yes, it is. And he meant the singer of the sound. But I was like, well, why not just fucking lie to him? So somebody there thought Joan Jett was singing. That doesn't add up.
Joan Jett, that bitch is a fucking... She has black hair, man. Mm-hmm.
She's a relic.
Blondie had blonde hair.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't even...
Blondie was blonde.
I mean, Maya, man. Oh, speaking of the sounds, Maya, the singer, Missy... You already know, but this is a fucking hilarious story that I need to tell live on air. I don't care. No. Dude, I was Frenching the shit out of Maya on the tour bus, and Jen, my ex-girlfriend, comes walking out of the bathroom, catches me so bad, Frenching the shit out of Maya.
Years ago?
Yeah, years ago, yeah.
Obviously.
And, yeah. And,
what?
Dude, Deco. I was like mid-tongue, dude. Just look over, and I see Jen just come out of the bed. I'm fucked, dude. I'm going down so hard. So bad, man.
The first time you introduced me to Maya, it was with that story. I'm like, well, that avoids any awkwardness. Might as well just get it out on the table immediately.
And now you're good-ass friends with it.
What did Jen?
I told the truth.
Dude, right. Don't
tell the truth fucking works out a lot of the time.
Let's
don't feel bad. I just got corrected by G. I feel like shit. I'm just kidding, buddy.
what did Jen do when she saw that?
She, thank God, she actually didn't freak out at me at the time, because she knew how much of a spectacle it would be. She kept her calm for about 20 minutes until we went outside, then she freaked out at me, but in the tour bus, she kept her cool, and I thank her for that.
That's a miracle.
Wow. It is a miracle.
Unexplained mystery.
It is an explained mystery.
Well, I gotta say, that was the most different wedding I've ever been at in my life.
Tell me about the vows that I wrote.
Well, the vows. Well, first of all, I was telling everybody asked me, they were like, you know, what was the ceremony like? I was like, it was the best ceremony ever because it was 10 minutes.
Yeah.
At the time, me and Conjure, I was walking out to get a drink.
But I ripped the fucking vows out of the fire. Carlos,
out of a piece of wood.
Carlos, that, say what happened.
Carlos, tell him about
the vows. We were down there working, and we started talking about how bikers just destroy pool coping and ruin our park.
Yeah, because I had pool coping on one of the ramps. I'm like, fuck pool coping. Like, it always winds up muffed up. He's like, yeah, because bikers come at FTR at fucking 9 in the morning and go shredding the gnar. I'm like, well, I don't want people shredding my gnar. You know, he's like, then he's like, well, we won't have any bikers here. So he wrote no bikes on this thing and then go on and finish.
It just so happens there was a bike laying around. Next thing you know, it's in the fire. Go ahead. Next thing you know, it's
brand new bike.
Hacked to pieces.
Brand new bike.
By swords. And then there was the shield that said no bikes, and it just, I guess it was perfect to write the vows on.
I wrote the vows on the fucking coffin that said no bikes. And Jim from Fireball Ministry happened to fucking read it straight from it.
Yeah.
Can it get any better than that?
Speaking of swords.
Part. See, I like shit like that.
That's awesome.
Like Kat from Miami Ink's husband did all this LSD one day.
Oliver.
And now he goes, I'm only wearing red shoes for the rest of my life. Just because he did so much LSD.
I saw him wearing the red Vans.
Yeah. He only wears red shoes. It could be red Doc Martens. It could be red Vans. Doesn't matter. Just as long as it's red.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, that's kind of rad, if you ask me, you know, like, and Carlos has a fucking sword in the back of his jacket.
And you were
every purple. Time I look at him, it could be 6 in the morning, it could be 9 at night, he has a sword in the back of his jacket.
Not appropriate under those conditions.
It's like a samurai sword.
It's fucking hilarious, so, dude.
What kind of sword is it, Carlos?
It's a hobbit hole sword. Looks like,
he stole it from the hobbit
hole. Looks like a crusader sword.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right, so let's recap. This wedding, we had a guy who wears red shoes for 13 years, exactly. And Carlos that carries a sword in his back at all times. And you think this is the regular matrimony
wedding,
of the ages.
Worth it away.
Security would have a field day with him, man.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, security probably wouldn't
Michael
let that
Jackson
happen.
Security. You
but you know what? McRad played at the wedding, and I need to show my appreciation right now.
Yeah.
And this is McRad. And this is the weakness of Serious Bam 28 Faction.
Public domain. We'll be right back.
graphic nature of this, check this out. Program.
You need to go check this out, man.
Say hello to everyone. Hello to everyone. Can I talk? Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue.
It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
No.
Yeah.
Fucking kidding me.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 fashion.
Yo, welcome back to Radio Bam.
Jesse Mahiras.
Jesse Tone.
Yeah.
Tell us what it is, Jesse Tone.
What's up, Nico?
Yeah.
Yo, we got Fireball Jim and Neil Fallon here. We're just rocking out.
Neil
in the
Fallon's
Hobbit.
From Clutch and Fireball Jim's from Fireball Ministry, and he just married me and Missy and I.
How did three
all
people
three
get
of us?
You yeah. did
me,
good,
Missy, and I.
Three people did get married because I'm technically married to Andy McCoy and his wife.
So that's wow. that's five people.
Yeah.
It is. That's five.
Dude,
you think about it.
You did a good job, Jim. I must say.
You did a fantastic job.
I'll explain the entire story. I get my door kicked open on my wedding day by Iggy Pop, and then he smashes an acoustic guitar against the wall. Then he jumps in bed with me with the acoustic guitar and lays on it as a pillow. And then he starts talking to me. MTV only wanted 15 minutes worth of footage. He sat there for an hour. He's like, I don't feel like leaving. I love this conversation.
Yeah.
Then he's like, dude, this guy, Andy McCoy from Finland. I'm like, Finland, Andy McCoy. He gave me this ring, motherfucker, dude. I was like, he gave me this tattoo. Here, right here. And he gave me this the North Philly faggot tattoo as well.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I was like, dude, I'm good-ass friends with him. Like, he gave me this ring, him and his wife. Like, technically saying that we're all married together, dude.
Bam.
He's been on heroin for 17 years.
There's a pretty good chance that Iggy Pop fell off the wagon at your wedding.
You know why? I think I'm responsible.
Yeah.
Because I said to him, I go, Iggy, the only people that I like who are musicians are either A, drunks, B, heroin addicts, or C, crack and cocaine heads, or whatever. Like, or Nick Oliveri, he's on meth. I love his shit. Nick Oliveri's the man. He's better than Queens of the Stone Age.
Dude, that was the best part
is.
About Iggy.
He is.
Come on.
Neil, come on. Have you heard the new Nick Oliveri?
I have not.
It's fucking... Dude, I'm going to play it for you. You know what? I'm going to play it on this damn radio show.
Hey, Jess?
Yes, sir.
Where's Dave Bone?
Where is Dave Bone?
I don't know.
Gee.
Where's that Nick Oliveri at?
Hey,
fuck, we need to find it, dude.
Hey, Jess, where's the life by way?
Ronald Reagan's a fucker. So the reason why Neil Fallon and Fireball Jim and Jesse Mahiras are here is because...
And Dave Bone.
Is because I had a wedding 2 days ago, and they're all here practicing on their new band, which is fucking awesome. And you did 10 songs behind my back.
That's a funny story, because it's like... Me, Jim, and Jim was like, yeah, you know, my friend Dave and I have been writing songs when we were on that tour, and he's like, you should play on some of it, and I was like, yeah, well, you know, I'm sure Bam needs some
When did you write
stuff.
All these motherfucking songs?
Well, that's what I'm getting to. So I call up Neil, I'm like, hey, we're writing some, like, soundtrack shit, and, you know, probably, like, a handful of songs, and you should sing on it. He's like, yeah, that sounds great. And then I just call him back, I'm like... Yeah, we got like 6 songs, and then like 2 weeks later, I'm like, yeah, we got like 10 or 11 songs. And he's just like, yeah,
Neil, where do you come up with your lyrics, dude? Because I must say, Big News 1 and 2 are goddamn motherfucking brilliant, and Track 9, Animal Farm or something like that is awesome.
Thank you.
That's the old record.
I want to know 1-0-1-0-1-1.
Yeah, I just listened to it today. Yeah, 1-0-0-1-1-0-1-0-1.
It's what?
It's not obvious. Not obviously apparent.
Where do you come up with the lyrics?
It's an exaggerated lie. It's imagination storytelling.
All right.
You told me drunk one time you watched the news all day and you started writing shit.
Yeah, around. Dude. So you know what's actually good for lyrics, too, is you put the closed caption on. And you watch the words come by, and they mistranslate it all the time. There's great lines in there.
Yeah, I know awesome. Exactly what you mean, dude. They fucking miswrite it all the time.
Sometimes you just gotta fuck get it anywhere. You know?
We should sue them bitches for not being able to typewrite.
Sure.
And you know it's a girl. Why not? You know it's a girl.
Sue too. Everybody.
You know it's a girl. Yeah. Oh, sue everybody?
Sue
I
you,
had fucking
sue
9
you?
Lawsuits in the past year.
Yeah.
Guess what? In the last year, I spent $1 million in lawsuits, swear to God. Swear to God. Yes.
You know what's funny?
One
it's like, you win.
Just in the last year. Not in life.
in last.
Here's the thing: it's like you win most of the lawsuits, but then you get your lawyer's fees, and it's like you didn't win shit because you.
No
spent
shit.
Money,
even
like,
if I fucking win, I still lost because I paid the asshole $30,000 to defend myself.
That sucks. What do you got there, Bam Bam?
I have fucking Towers of London from England. Obviously, they're from England if they're called Towers of London. They're pretty rad, though. I'm trying to track down a Clutch song, but New York didn't download it in time.
Oh, they got it.
Oh, they have it?
They have it.
Well, yeah. Fucking any of us here, dude.
You should play it.
This is my favorite Clutch song in the world, and you know what? Neil Fallon's right here in this very room, so fuck that shit. Let's hear it. Jess, what's this album?
This is the first full-length record. This is like the first Clutch song we ever listened to.
I know.
Driving to school.
It pumped me up so bad. Dude, this riff gets you... Like, if you don't bob your head right now, then you're a fucking moron.
We're in my Cadillac, and we had the first Clutch record on cassette. Remember cassette? Do you know how to intro this Clutch song? Yo, this is Great Shining Path of Monster Trucks by Clutch, from Clutch.
And then, which is the radio?
Radio... Show? 28 faction.
Pretty good, tall man.
Bam Thing.
On. How the fuck you say it? I said Sirius. Yeah. On Sirius 28. Faction.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Hell yeah.
Flavor Country. Yeah, man, I love that. Dude.
The great shining path of monsters.
Remember that Marlboro ad?
Yeah. Dude, Sirius, let's do some new intros for the show.
I know, we should. It's been 2.5 years.
You can't say that on TV. Sorry.
New ones, man.
Hate dress. Dude, I love how Neil, like, he sings about, like, West Virginia fucking backwoods. Fucking,
no, dude.
I love when you say Susquehanna River. Like, the Susquehanna River.
The first dude, line of that song.
The Susquehanna River is rad, if you think about it, dude. It's in Harrisburg.
It's like, well, the first line is...
That is pretty
Harrisburg. I crashed a Cadillac through awesome. The gates of hell with a fistful of dollars.
With
like,
a fistful of dollars.
What? Like, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's the first Clutch song I heard, and I was just like,
well,
what?
Some people don't get it, dude. Like,
yeah.
Dude, I skateboard. I'm not a musician. I just know what kind of music I like. Straight up.
How?
And shut up.
How?
and when I drop in on a fucking half pipe, I want to listen to Great Shining Path of Monster Trucks. It pumps me up. It makes me want to try a fucking McTwist.
You used that song on your first skate video.
I did one.
What's harder for you, McTwist or Invert?
The McUnit.
McUnit. Oh, I'd like to get my hands on your McUnit.
The McUnit is front side. The McTwist is back side.
He was trying that all day.
I almost did it, shit goose, you little shit ass. I almost did it. All I care about is that fucking Jesse Marhier ass, Neil Fallon, and fucking Fireball Jim, who just married us 2 days ago, and I've been drunk ever since. It's fabulous because they're here at my house fucking rehearsing in the Hobbit Hole, and I just like sitting there listening.
And say Dave Bone, too, because he's right there.
Dave Bone is in the house.
And he wrote most of the songs.
Yeah. Did he really?
Yeah.
Dude, I must say, it's fucking like, it's like Clutch plus CKY equals Fireball. Like, it's fucking just awesome.
What kind of math problem is that?
Jeff, I've busted on you so many times and said you Mark Hanna's better than you at drumming and shit, but you fucking...
When, in the 80s?
Yeah, you... Yeah, in the 80s. Back in the Foreign Objects days, but you kicked ass today, dude.
Oh, hey, thanks.
Lenny.
And you know what? If you tell anybody I got emo with you like this, I'm
emo.
If you tell anybody, dude, you're going down.
We're on a radio.
We're on a radio. Everyone hears this.
Yo, how about Art Web 1987 at the wedding? That was awesome.
Where was he?
There was a newer one. No, remember the lookalike that was like more current.
Oh, so many fights broke out that I didn't know about. I was like, wow, Iggy played and the fucking sounds played and nobody even got in any fights. Then the next day, I'm like, said everybody have fun. It's like, Vito beat the shit out of Kevin. Kerry beat the shit out of Maldonado. Dave England beat the shit out of the light fixtures in the hotel.
it got pretty crazy.
And Joan Jett played, no one's seen her, except the guy in the kitchen.
Yeah, and then Young Guns kicked in the fucking bathroom doors. Where is he?
Where is that little son of a bitch?
Yo, I don't think it was him, though, baby.
Dude, I don't care. The best thing about the wedding was...
I talked to him, and I don't think it was him. I think it was Dave England, dude.
Can't believe it.
Yo, he has a split personality. Baby does.
Yeah, that guy's weird. I never really talked to him much, and...
Well, he costed MTV $4 million.
For what?
I heard about
for
that.
We did a special for Jackass 1 when it just came out at the Hollywood High School, and, this lady was on the podium saying how we hurt random people. And I'm just like, babe, we don't hurt random people. We hurt ourselves. I hurt my buddies.
Did you call her babe?
Probably. I don't
babe,
know.
Babe, listen.
Maybe. I might
have hurt nobody.
All I know is that
look here, sugar tits.
Yeah, I was like, hey, sugar tits, dude. I was like, I'm not going to hurt you. I'm going to hurt my brother. I'm going to hurt Fireball Jim. I'm going to hurt Neil Fallon. I'm not going to hurt you.
I lost my spleen to this guy.
Exactly. Then Dave England, Darf, his split personality, jumps off the fucking stage onto the podium, knocks this bitch over, doesn't even hurt her. But just the fact of her falling to the ground, she filed a lawsuit, got $4 million.
Jesus.
Straight up?
I wish I was her.
Straight up. I know. What? Where was I?
She didn't even get one scar or scab or anything. Like,
but just, on the inside she did.
Just the fact that I was...
Yeah. On the inside.
Yeah, exactly.
Emotionally.
Exactly. That's what everybody says.
And she can't go near a podium.
Believe me, I've spent $1 million in the past year on bullshit lawsuits. It is such bullshit. You know, and you know what? If I hurt myself in the city... Like, if I went to the fucking Liberty One building and there was 8 stairs and I tried to front side kickflip it and I fucking twisted my ankle, it's my own stupid ass fault.
Hey, you wouldn't, I wouldn't let you do that.
I wouldn't have, yeah, I know, but I wouldn't have my mom go sue Liberty
One. Yeah, I know that, yeah.
People do
the
that.
The building just transforms. Like, that's how
I'm serious. Like, Dico, it's the building's fault for you trying that trick. I'm like, fuck that. If I twisted my ankle and I had to pay all this money, I'd pay it. With my own money, I'd be like, I'm an idiot. I shouldn't have tried it. I wasn't capable.
Oh, yeah.
I drank too much, or I wasn't simply like good enough to try that trick. You know what I mean?
What was your favorite part of the wedding?
The favorite part of the wedding was...
Reception.
Was me...
No.
No, my favorite part was...
Your wife.
Yeah, there's only one right answer.
Aside from that, like,
hi.
When me and Missy walked out, and right here in my arms was playing him.
Oh yeah, I saw you loving
that.
That
was my favorite part too.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was a kiss. That was a good.
I think
that when everyone went out,
I picked that one.
And shot the photos, the whole group.
My favorite part was when I put your key in your door and I had to shit so bad. I was like, please let that green light come on. And it did. I was like, yeah, I was like getting 3 lemons in Vegas, dude. I was like, but my second favorite was watching Mike Watt play from fucking Iggy Pop, dude. I've been watching that for eternity, dude.
Everybody's talking about Mike Watt.
It's so
I don't know.
He plays the bass like an inch from the ground while standing up.
I noticed that.
And he just looks like
I just he's going to explode
what
he's about.
With passion from playing. Like, it's just
he's in the Minutemen.
Awesome.
Yeah. Something else. So I'm like, see, I don't know about all that shit.
So awesome.
I was too busy liking Clutch and whatnot.
Anything with Tim O'Connor. Dancing with Tim O'Connor.
I'm
so damn funny, man.
Tim O'Connor's the man.
And I saw, I think, one of your grandmothers dancing, too. I was cracking up on that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Dude, when Iggy Pop was like, this is a song about greed and money, and then he goes, ATM! I called out to the ATM! Lennon lost it and grabbed some old guy and was falling down, taking this old guy laughing because ATM to Lennon means ass to mouth. Before everyone cheered that split second, it was like, it's called ATM! Lennon just, you just hear this scream. I turned around, I was like, I can't fucking believe he just said that, dude. It's so fucking funny to see that.
Oh my god. Ass to mouth. ATM.
ATM.
Iggy Pop is the official man, dude. And you know what? I'm stoked that I got him to the wedding because I could call him up right now and be like, yo, I'm coming to Miami with Missy, dude. I'm going to spend 2 days with you. And you know what?
That dude's like, 60.
I have a bed for you.
He's old enough to be our dad.
Like, that dude
that's
is
what
60.
I like. I can do it with the sounds. I can do it with a lot of
bands.
He opened
up with a good song. I don't even know the name of the song.
I want to be your
dog. I remember it from like old skate.
Yeah, that's the one, man.
What was it called?
I want to be your dog.
Yeah, that was a good one.
It's like fucking rad.
That was a surprise. I was like, oh, shit.
Because he acts it out. I love how he acts it out, dude.
Skullring. Fast cars. Money.
Hot chicks. Hot girls.
Money.
Money.
And he had his shirt off. He's 60 years old. I was like, how do you look so skinny at the age of 60? He's like, dude, I do this slow-mo karate-ass Chinese-ass shit.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, show me how.
Is that word for word what he said?
Not word for word, but he actually goes, I do Chinese-ass shit. And I was like, what the fuck is Chinese-ass shit? And he's like slow-mo, karate type stuff. I'm like, and then you look that skinny by doing that. He's like, I do it 40 minutes a day, and that's it. And then I was like, dude, I heard, because he was sitting in my bed for 1 hour, I was like, I heard you came in at 4 in the morning in the lobby bar because my buddy was all hopped up and drunk in the lobby bar. He saw you come walking in from somewhere. Where are we at? And he just goes, ah, ha, ha, ha. Mm. And he just shut up.
So, I think that's how he's skinny.
Either that's either drugs or a whore. What do you think?
60 years old.
Why,
still
why are you
drugs
rolling? Why are you rolling into the Lowe's hotel at 4 in the morning?
He could have been volunteering.
It's not drugs
kitchen.
Or a whore.
That's Wawa, true. Wawa is open all night.
It is. Wawa is pretty rad.
Wawa is why I'm and 30 I... pounds more now.
It is true. It's yo, I just true. Watched the documentary of the sacrament, and you were so skinny and handsome.
I'm always handsome.
You threw yourself away, shit goose.
I'm suing Wawa.
Dude, you threw yourself away.
Fucking Wawa.
You know, in
man.
This country, you'd probably win.
I know. Yeah.
You know what? I can't flavor. Wait. I can't wait until we finish this radio show just so I can play you the sacrament. To
oh,
see,
I've seen
to
it.
To show
not
you
too
how
long
skinny
ago.
And handsome you used to be.
That was a 3 years. Dude, I'm not much heavier than I was during a sacrament.
Oh, you, quit fooling
no,
yourself.
Talk
fat
about
boy.
CKY1, dude.
Quit fooling yourself. CKY1, yeah, you were handsome then too.
That was, I still that am was, handsome, dude.
That was
you blow me
ago.
Kisses all the time and tell me how hot I am.
Yeah, I used to blow me kisses. Missy? Now I'm repulsed.
Of course she hears it. She's a foot.
Hey, Casey, did we get that Fireball song downloaded?
Yeah, Daughter of the Damned. It's a good
did
one.
Did we get that shit?
So in Wawa.
Yeah.
Well, let's have Fireball Jim intro, being he married us.
What side? I missed it. Jess just introed it.
And then yeah. Just say Sirius 28 Faction Bam Radio whatever. And then say the name of the song.
Sirius 28 Bam Faction whatever. This is Daughter of the Damned.
Yeah. Fireball Ministry. Yeah. We'll be right back.
son.
What's up? I'm April Margera.
Hi, this is Phil Margera, Bam's dad.
Call Radio Bam now at 877-PORN-BAG. That's 877-PORN-BAG. Why are we doing porn bag?
It's easy to remember.
That's horrible.
That's our son.
That's horrible. I guess dial it to call in, but that's horrible.
Why don't you read the letter?
Oh, no.
On Faction 28.
Every time I go to Jake's bar, I black out. and now you're telling a story that you're claiming that talked about on the radio, and I don't remember jack shit.
Jake's bar is a
bar. I don't remember Jake shit.
It's a bar in Westchester. It's 50-cent beers all the time, so you just get completely annihilated, and you look down.
50-cent dress? How can you go wrong?
You spent $8, and you're just bombed.
Oh, you can spend, you can spend $8, and you're annihilated.
Yeah.
It's great. Jake's bar.
The best is hearing, like, Art and Rake Yon's dad, like, because he went to Westchester University in the 50s, like,
when I used to go to college, it was a fucking nickel.
And you get shit paid for a dollar, and they pass cheesesteaks through the window from across the way. Yeah.
Is he from England?
Was like a dollar.
He's from Australia.
He's like, you make a complete shit house, and you look down, and you spend 60 cents.
It's just like, all right.
So, Jesse, what have I done?
What do you mean?
What did I do at Jake's bar?
I told this story before.
Now, I want to hear it again because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
We were drinking at 8 a.m. and you were annihilated. You just got off a plane from Hungary or some shit. And
he was starving.
G made me say it. Anyway, finish.
Well, this guy with one arm walks in and I'm like just thinking to myself like, God, I hope Bam doesn't see this guy because you know he's going to call him out. Sure enough, the guy takes two steps in the bar and Bam turns around and he's like, whoa, dude, what happened? It's just like, what the fuck? And then I was like, I can't, this is too much reality for me right now. I can't handle this. So I go take a piss and I was hoping that when I came out, like, you know, they went their separate ways. But I come out to Bam just wiggling his nub. Like, his, like,
this guy came in with like a half of an arm.
Yeah,
I do remember now.
Yeah, dude, it was.
And I was like, "What the fuck?" Most people, like, you know, like they don't want to say anything. They act like they don't see it. I was like, "I don't give a fuck." I was like, "What happened to your arm, dude?" You know, he's like, "Oh, well, I fucked it up." I'm like, "Well, tell me how you fucked it up." And I started playing with it and stuff.
How did he?
Yeah. How did he fuck it up?
It was a car accident, he said. And
I don't remember. I was drunk.
He appreciated that someone wasn't trying to ignore it, you know, because I'm sure that gets really old. Like, people are just like, oh, I don't even notice. Like, just, you
That's
know?
Why I call Wee Man Midget. He's not fooling anybody.
That's the same.
I'm like, yo, Midget. Order me a number two, Midget.
It's logic, man.
That's fucking logic, dude.
Yeah.
Midget logic.
Wait, catch it on.
Yo, Deco.
Yeah?
Oh, dude. Can we talk about what happened to you, please?
If you want.
Just don't say the name. Let's talk about it right now, because I already called you out. Okay, just say so-and-so.
I'm not even going to talk, because you're going to piss me off. I'm going to say things.
I want you to get pissed off. I just want you to say so-and-so. Say it.
You can say it.
Say it.
Because your parents already asked me not to say anything.
Well, fuck my parents.
So you got to say it. I said I wouldn't.
Say it, Deco.
Inappropriate.
Just say so-and-so.
Well, so-and-so, some guy came up to my girlfriend and was like,
some guy, that's perfect.
Just said some shit, then she didn't tell me until the next day. Well, said one thing, then she calmed me down, so I was like, I'm not going to do anything at your wedding. And this guy is such a fucking pussy, but he's like older. It was just weird. But then he came up later and said to her, for a good fuck, why don't you give me a call? And she was like, are you fucking kidding me?
To Deco's girlfriend, Jesse.
You know who it was? Do you know who it was?
Jess, no. Jess, I'll tell you who it was.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. Then, so...
This is like inside joke radio. Yeah.
This isn't good, Bob.
Yeah. Why you want me to...
No, keep talking about it.
But that's it.
Say whatever.
Like,
no.
If I was listening to this, I'd be like, why are they just telling secrets?
Yeah, but Jeff, you know what? Fuck that. He's married, and he's telling Deco's girlfriend to, like, if you want a good fuck, give me a call. Yeah. Like, it's muffed up.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked. But next talk.
That's what the ladies like to hear.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So anyway,
that's an awesome pickup line. I'm sure
you know what
that
the best part about it is that if you're like on TV, usually you unlist your address. But people that aren't on TV are perfectly listed. So within 2 minutes, I had his address.
Yeah.
So now I'll find his work and I'll just torture him for years. So it'll be great. I cannot wait to see you, too. Please, I would love to see you. I can't wait to see you. Maybe we can meet up and hang out. Because your mouth looks like a fucking pussy. And I'm going to fuck it so hard and get your fucking mouth pregnant, you fucking disgraceful fucking...
Are you going to pop his tires or something?
No, I'm going to pop his cherry in his fucking throat. You fucking dick-licking faggot.
Welcome to Hostile Radio.
And just so you know, you're a fucking Cowboys fan, you fucking human pussy.
How do you know that he's a Cowboys fan?
Because I heard him talking about fucking Cowboys earlier. So
you hate him so bad, don't you?
Well, if he was a Broncos fan, I'd hate him even more. But, yeah, I mean, I don't even care. He's a fucking pussy, but I'll just have fun with
him. Well, at least Novak's girlfriend fucked Pete Rose behind his back.
Yeah, but Pete Rose is cool.
At least you have that
Pete Rose is fucking awesome, dude.
Oh, dude, if my girlfriend fucked Pete Rose, I'd be like, dude, you're fucking minging, dude.
Yeah. The baseball player?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. Like, that guy.
Now see this.
Missy requested the sounds because they played the wedding and they're from Sweden, and Maya, who are friends behind my ex-girlfriend's back,
who also was told to be Joan Jett.
She's pretty hot though, dude. If you look it on the internet, I bet you'd fucking probably like her. This song's called Ego, and she devoted it to Missy, so cheers to that shit.
Cheers.
Here's Radio Bam 220 Facts.
Cheers. This is Brandon.
You know, don't do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo woo, this is Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction. Wow.
Doesn't matter. I'm telling you, Roy Rogers isn't in the grin
now.
Oh.
Yo, this Bam's radio show. You know how it is. Sometimes late at night, Bam wants to say he's married, yeah. But it don't matter. It's unbelievable anyway. His wedding was off the hook. Last night I was playing Call of Duty online. Kids scattered throughout the universe were talking about it, saying how Iggy Pop wasn't there and they were fun that shit. But don't matter. It was dope. You should have seen it, right, Jeff? You should have seen it, right, Jeff? Yeah.
That's right, Peter. No, he got the Lambo out and we drove down to the Rex's. Man, We had a fire breathing dragon. We had
one. It's not like Bill Cosby talking like that.
That's what he said. That's what Ty sounds you know, like.
Yellow pudding pop.
Just
fuck
forgot,
Reagan. He's a fuck
just
ass.
Just forgot to like give the ring or put it on right, so we had to like run back up the steps, and then he pulled like what's half a 180, a 90 boneless off the steps. Like, back down.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was trying to get Bam's glove on.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo,
yeah.
Mace, yo, Mace.
Yo, then Jim.
Tony
so
Hawk
awesome.
Landed at 720. He invented the trick 720, and he landed at 720 in Philadelphia. I laughed my fucking head off. Keep talking like Mace. Go on.
If you don't know Fireball Jim, well, you fucking better, dumbass motherfucker. But again, Fireball Jim is so incredible that when he talks, especially at Bam's wedding, when he marries people, people's computers get fixed. Data. shit is tight. I mean, Jim flew in like at 100 gigabytes a second. And they were married in less than a terabyte. It was unbelievable. Was it not unbelievable, Jim?
It was unbelievable.
Jim wrote a fixed the latest Foo Fighters record because their drives crashed. And Dave Grohl, as a thank you, just gave him a...
Tell us what he did.
A triumph. Oh, yeah.
This story just got way out of control.
God, Jim's just friends with Elijah Wood, Frodo from fucking... Was it Lord of the Rings? You're just friends with him.
But dude, didn't Grohl give you that motorcycle shit?
Yeah. But never mind, Grohl, I want to hear about Elijah Wood. How are you friends with his ass?
He's just a friend of a friend of ours.
How?
Honest to God, I was at my apartment one night, and my friend came to L.A. and was like, oh, do you mind if my friend meets us here? And I was like, no. And then he's like, all right. And then I, you know, whatever. And
where were you at?
My house. And the doorbell rang, and so, it was him.
It was Elijah Wood.
Yeah.
He just comes on in. Did he invite himself to a beer?
I think he did.
I think he likes beer.
Is he a drinker or is he a non-drinker?
No, he drinks. He was the king of Mardi Gras.
Because Jared Leto doesn't drink anymore.
Yeah, Jared, I was looking forward to seeing Jared Leto at your wedding.
There was a fight between Elijah and Jared.
Yeah.
No way.
He said some shit about 30 Seconds to Mars and
Elijah did?
Yeah. And
yeah, at some Canadian like records award show.
Yeah.
Yeah, Elijah.
What did he say? Huh?
He said he stole Gandalf's stick.
That's on Perez Hilton. What happened to Kingman?
Stole that stick.
Kingman has the bird flu, dude.
Really?
Bird flu. Yeah.
What about Steve-O?
Never mind that. I want to hear about Elijah Wood.
Well, basically, in Blender or something, he said some shit about 30 Seconds to Mars, and then Jared went up to him, and he's like...
See, I like Jared Leto as a person. Like, he's a cool fucking dude. Whether he wants to drink or not, either way, we get along. I fucking like his ass, and I'll fucking stick up for him.
Well, he goes up to Elijah, and he's like, I heard you don't like my band, and Elijah's like... I don't.
But no, he was like, where did you hear that?
Like, what?
He's like,
what?
You said it in Blender magazine 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Elijah was like, really?
Yeah. Well,
I don't remember.
In my eyes, it's like, if I don't like something, I won't say that I don't like it. I just simply won't talk about it. For instance, now I'm going to talk against my own words. For instance, Dave Matthews Band. He sells many, many records. Fuck his ass. It's fucking terrible, man. It's terrible, terrible music, and people buy the shit out of it, and I don't understand.
Yeah. Shit,
I don't understand. Crazy. And you know what? He could hate me, and he could call me up, whatever. I'll say that, hey, man, I like rock and roll, and you are just simply not rock and roll. I feel like Buju Banton from fucking reggae.
What just happened?
Yeah.
I like reggae music, fucking Capleton and Buju Banton. And
brainstorming session.
And I think that Dave Matthews is a shitty, shitty musician, but he sells many, many records.
No, he's actually an okay guitar player. It's just...
Oh, he's probably great.
Yeah.
But I just don't like the riff that he chooses. Straight up.
You don't have to argue with me. I'm not a Dave Matthews fan.
And then he wears a white t-shirt and a pair of jeans. Who cares? I want to see somebody with flair with fucking bracelets and watches and fucking stuff.
Nextel.
That means that we should probably go. Give an outro, Mace.
Shit, this shit's like a Christmas show, bitch. It's wrapped up. Later. We'll be right back.
gonna make you stop. Nothing's gonna break you up. Everybody knows you're lost in the nighttime for lost boys. Nothing's gonna make you stop. Nothing's gonna break you up. Everybody knows you're lost in the nighttime for lost boys. Nothing's gonna make you stop.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG. Wow.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.
Awesome.